Blackstone Audio presents Lisbon, War in the Shadows of the City of Light, 1939 to 1945, by Neil Lockery. This book is read by Robin Sachs. For Emma, Benjamin, and Helena. Introduction. At the end of the movie Casablanca, as Rick Blaine and Captain Louis Renault head off to start their beautiful friendship by joining the Free French garrison at Brazzaville, the plane carrying Victor Laszlo and Ilse Lund takes off into the fog. It is to neutral Lisbon that they are headed with their letters of transit. In real life, the city of Lisbon during World War II more than resembled the film set. To many people who worked in the city during the latter stages of the war, Lisbon became affectionately known as Casablanca II. The real-life version had all the ingredients of the fictional storyline. Broken romances, desperate refugees trying to obtain the correct paperwork and selling the family jewels to finance their onward passage, a thriving black market as supply dictated that the prices of diamonds and other rare stones fell to record low levels. Cafes and hotel bars full of refugees and spies scattered across the city centre and along Lisbon's coastline resorts. There was also a real-life Captain Renault in Lisbon, the greatly feared head of the Portuguese secret police, Captain Agostinho Lourenço. Senior figures of the German Reichsbank were in the city from time to time, busy arranging payment terms for Portuguese goods. The city had the last great gambling house in wartime Europe, located along its coastline at Estoril. Here, the roulette wheel was spun long.